This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and nutrition channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. We all know about the role of healthy bacteria in our gut. Our next guest company has created the first probiotic that works through restoring the healthy bacteria and fungus in the digestive tract by specifically targeting the bad pathogens identified in research as causing digestive health symptoms such as pain, constipation, diarrhea, gas, and bloating. Afif, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
And you're more than welcome. So if you would, tell us about Dr. Ghanoum and his role in researching the microbiome to kick things off today.
Absolutely. So Dr. Ghanoum is the scientist who actually identified and named the microbiome. And mycos is sort of the Latin word for fungus. So he identified the natural fungal community in the body. And one of the things he noticed was, and he brought this up actually to the National Institutes of Health, was that the role of fungus in health and wellness has really been under-studied and under-analyzed in comparison to the role of bacteria. So what he has done in his digestive health research, which has been backed through a funding by the National Institutes of Health, was to look at the role that fungus plays. And what he figured out was that bad bacteria and bad fungus or fungi were actually working together to not just create imbalance in the digestive system, but to actually create digestive plaque. So everybody's familiar with the idea of plaque on your teeth. What people didn't realize until his research came out was that there's actually plaque in your digestive tract. And so the problem was, it wasn't just that no one was looking at the role of bad fungus. Everybody is familiar with the, you know, good bacteria and bad bacteria. But no one realized that there was this plaque that bad bacteria and bad fungus were protected and shielded by underneath, just like the plaque in your teeth protects the germs that cause issues with your gums.
Certainly helpful information. Now, what is biome and how does this work?
Right. So when Dr. Ghanoum's research came out, we really had a simple question, and that was, is there any probiotic that not only addresses the role of good fungus in digestive health, but also can actually combat digestive plaque? And what we found was that there really wasn't. So when we created and have filed patents on is actually creating the first probiotic engineered to break down digestive plaque, as well as balance both the good bacteria and bad bacteria, as well as the good fungus and bad fungus in the gut. So it works in really a two-step motion. First, we added an enzyme that will first break down digestive plaque. What that then allows biome to do is to put in 30 billion colony-forming units of good bacteria and good fungus to actually balance out the bacteria and fungus in the gut that, you know, can cause digestive health issues. So, you know, it's funny, people don't realize that while there are more bacteria in your gut than fungus, each fungi is actually about 10 times the size of bacteria. So Dr. Ghanoum always talks about it. It's sort of like Gulliver's Travels. There are a whole bunch of Lilliputians, but Gulliver himself was massive comparatively. So that's sort of like bacteria and fungus in the gut.
Also, if you would, explain digestive plaque and how this does affect people's health.
Absolutely. So what digestive plaque is, the simple and simplest analogy to really think about is everybody's had that person they know or seen a house that's empty that has a pool, and it's got maybe like a 10 or 20% of it is full, and it's got the sort of the grimy water in it, and maybe there's like mosquitoes. Now, think of that as the bacteria and fungus that's causing digestive health problems. Now, what digestive plaque does is if you now put a pool cover over that pool, if you try to put chemicals in or you try to like fish out, you know, the debris in the pool, you couldn't because there's this cover protecting this dirty water. It's the same thing with digestive plaque. What digestive plaque does is it builds a barrier and protects bad bacteria, bad fungus, so that they can grow and, you know, act undisturbed, you know, wreaking havoc on digestive health. So that's why it's critical to not just have good bacteria, good fungus, but something to actually break down digestive plaque so you can actually balance the total microbiome, not just bacteria and fungus that's outside the walls of digestive plaque.
Today we are speaking with Afif Ghanoom, CEO of Pathobiome, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Afif, what is the role of good fungus in the gut?
So really, when you look at the role of good fungus, what it does is it neutralizes bad fungus and also actually bad bacteria. So when it comes in, fungus have, if you think about it, a octopus having tentacles, fungi have what are called filaments, and they look like little tentacles. What good fungus will do will actually strip the tentacles off the bad fungi, which basically neutralizes them. So that's the role that it plays in much the way bacteria, good bacteria plays a role in digestive health. What we're discovering is that there isn't just one aspect of the microbiome. There's several different species that are in there, fungus, bacteria, even actually viruses. So good fungus is just part of the natural fauna or natural community that Dr. Ghanoom discovered when he named the microbiome. And we're seeing that each microbiome, whether it's in the oral cavity, digestive system, even, you know, the nose, each has its own distinct community of bacteria, fungus, and even viruses.
Lastly, how do you see this research and science progressing into the future?
I think we're literally just now on the tip of seeing just how influential the bacteria, fungi, and other pathogens in our body have an effect on our wellness. You're seeing research in every aspect of medicine starting to look at this, you know, from obviously digestive health to oral care to even very serious disease. So I think it's a wonderful area to be in because it's such a ripe area for novel discovery that I think we're going to see some really exciting things over the coming years, just really as we start to understand how important the bugs inside us are when it comes to our health and wellness.
Well, Afif, it certainly has been great to have had you, and thanks for all the information shared here today. Before you go, where can our listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they be in touch as well?
Absolutely. Starting on March 1st, we will actually go live with our site, biomehealth.com, and that's biomhealth.com. And they can also look for Dr. Ghanoom on Facebook, and that's just Dr., and his last name is G-H-A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, O-U-M as in Mary.
Very good. Afif, certainly has been great to have had you. Thanks for your time today, and certainly look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
We have been speaking with Afif Ghanoom, CEO of Pathobiome. And for more information, simply visit facebook.com/Dr. Ghanoom. And after March the 1st, it's biomehealth.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.